friends, and should be a special chus v'yedid nafshi. Rechanan Meir ben Chaya Rochel, he should have bracha b'sacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. And we are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of on the sefer Ben LaOshri. Ben LaOshri is a sefer written by the tzaddik from Ornana, Yitzchak Cohen Haberman, and he promises he was a big Baal Mofes, a big wonder worker, and he promises that people who spread his Torah will be zocha, that he will daven for them personally before God's holy throne. So very, very worthwhile, besides the great Torah, just because you get the tefillos of the tzaddik on your behalf. So it says in this week's parasha, Isha ki sazria, when a woman has seed and she gives birth to a baby, a son, she's tmeya v'tamei shebesiyam, she's tmeya for 7 days. Amar Hazal, Chazal tell us, brought in Rashi, Amar of Simlai, Simlai says, Keshem shi tziras v'shal adam achri yitziras kol behema chaya v'of, v'maisi bereshis kach taras in esparasha acharei taras behema chaya v'of. Just like the creation of man was after the creation of animals in Ma'aseh Bereishis, so to the Torah of man is explained, explicated after the Torah of Behema Chaya V'Of in Parashas Shemini. We talk about the Torah of Behema Chaya V'Of, and now in Parashas Tazria we are discussing Vayter, the Torah of man. Just like in creation, first the animals were created, then man was created, so to the Torah, first the Torah of the animals, the halachas of kashrus that we learned about in the previous parasha, and then the halachas of man. So the first Rambam Dakdeg, why is this drasha on the words Isha ki sazria? The Chazal should have put the drasha on the words Adam ki abor b'sara neged saras, because that's talking about man, that's Adam. So why the Chazal put the drasha on the Isha, not on the Adam? So we could be Miyashev, says the tzaddik as follows. The Li Od Kasha, I have another question, in addition to the question of the Mefarshim, why this drasha is on the words of Isha ki sazria and not on the pasuk of Adam ki abor b'saro neged saras. And that is that what is b'chlal, the question of the Medrash, ein mukdam u'me'uchar b'torah, as we see in Pesachim 6b. Ein mukdam u'me'uchar b'torah. There is no chronological order in the Torah. So what's the Medrash asking? This came before this. Ein mukdam u'me'uchar b'torah. There's no earlier or later. Things aren't in order as they happen. So we can say that Rabbi Simlai had a hechrech. Rabbi Simlai was compelled to make this drasha that here it is very precise. The kan b'diyuk ha-kodem kodem v'amuchar mu'uchar, that what was earlier was earlier and what was later was later. Because yesh lahakshos, we can ask, at the end of the previous parish it says lahavdil ben atamei ben atar ben achaya ne'achelas asher lo se'achel, to be make a distinction between what is pure and impure, the animal that's eaten and the animal that's not eaten. That just like it started, kemoshe hischil ben hatame ve'achar kach hatar kedei l'sayim b'tar, we wanted to conclude with tar. It says ben hatame ben hatar because we want to conclude with the tar animal. So we also should have said ben hachaya asher lo se'achel ben hachaya ne'echeles, the animal that's not eaten and the animal that is eaten. But the Torah says, does the opposite. Torah says, "Uvein hachaya hanecheles." Uvein hachaya asher lo se'achel. This is the pasuk. Have to be a tamei v'atar. So it starts off with the tamei. We want to conclude with the tar. So then, why don't we do that vayter? Uvein hachaya asher lo se'achel, the animal that's not eaten. Uvein hachaya hanecheles, the animal that is eaten. That's not what the Torah does. Torah says to ben atami ben atar ben achaya haneecheles uben achaya asher lo se'achel, the animal that's eaten and the animal that's not eaten. So here we conclude the animal that's not eaten. Why is that? V'tirei it's kevin deratzel hasmech eilav isha the tumah shebesiyamim the tumah zubala ide achilas eitz hadas she'aser hakadosh baruch hu al kein samach leu ben achaya asher lo se'achel. So the answer is that since the Torah wants to juxtapose. Isha ki sezriya zera v'yolda zachar v'tamish v'siyamim. That when a woman gives birth to a child, she's tmeya. Why does this tumah come about? Why is there impurity? Because of al yedei achilat eitz hadas shasar kodesh baruch hu. Because of the eitz hadas that God forbade and Chava ate from. Al kein samach le uvein hachaya asher lo se'ochel. And therefore, we juxtapose the animal that's not eaten. In other words, the previous parasha concludes, the animal that's not eaten, and then we get right into Isha ki sezriya, she's tmeya. That is, why is she tmeya? Because of what shouldn't have been eaten, that was actually eaten. Lo dienu de tumah zubay de machalas asuras. This tumah came about because of machalas asuras, because of forbidden eating. So that's why the parasha concludes with the animal that you're not allowed to eat, even though in the previous part of the passage it said Torah last. Here it said what you're not allowed to eat last, to tell us that this tumah comes about because of the woman at the beginning of Parashas Tazria, comes about because of forbidden eatings. And now that we understand why there's juxtaposition, it must be that the parasha is written according to the right chronological order, because once you have smichus, then that tells you that the order is important. The order matters. You can't say ein mukta mukha b'tara. Memela kashi le laman emer parshas tumas behema chayev ha'of lifnei parshas tumas adam. So now we have a question. Now that everything is lefi aseh there, then why was the parsha of the tumah of behema chayev ha'of before the parsha of the tumah of man? And now we understand why we start with Isha. Because the Shapir Sheikhas Drasha Sadafkal Tumas Isha Vlal Tumas Adam. Deina Bali de Achila Lashon Hara Al Gasis Haruach. We start off with the woman, because that came about because of Achila, woman's tumas because of Achila, which relates to the Achila, the eating of the previous parsha. Whereas the later halachos in the parsha, which are tzaras, come about because of Lashon Hara, because of Gasis Ruach, because of arrogance. That's a different sin. So therefore the juxtaposition makes sense, that we should juxtapose this parasha of Isha ki sezriya to the previous parasha, because it's lefi haseder, it's in the exact order, first animal and then man, but here it was specifically woman, because it's telling you that the reason this woman is tameya because of forbidden eating, and therefore the drasha of man being his Torah being mentioned last would be less relevant to the later part of the parasha. We talk about tzaras because that comes for other sins, lashon hara, gasis ruach. But the sin of the woman, or the eating of the eitz hadas, the forbidden eating, that's what causes her tumah. And memela, that connects to the end of the previous parasha, where we talk about forbidden foods. The next piece. Amr Razal, Amr Yitzchak, Amr Ami, Isha Mizra'as Tchila, when a woman first is Mazria, when a woman first is the one who gets excited, then Yoled Zachar. Ish Mazria Tchila, there's many different perushim, what it means that the woman is Mizra'as. Ish Mazria, we know, man has seed. What does it mean? Mizra'as? Some say it means whoever gets aroused first. So if Isha Mizra'as Tchila, Yoled Zachar. Ish mazriya tchila yoled is nekeva. When a man it's aroused first, there's a nekeva. Shenemar yisha ki tazriya. When a woman is mazriya, b'yol tezachar. Then there's going to be a boy. When the man is the mazriya, is the one who gets aroused first, there's going to be a girl. So they ask that it says in the Zohar that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is gozer al atipa, a Kodesh Baruch Hu decrees about a drop if it's going to be male or female. So it's really not totally in the couple, but rather in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in order to answer the question of the Zohar, would appear that be'emes tzarech lav musa davar shel avos, why is it tali ba'asra? V'nir al pior miyosim ha'shego rotzeh lino po rotzeh lahanik. More than the cow, the calf, wants to drink, wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse. The taivas ha'mashpia yoseh gadola me'amakabel. That the taiva of the mashpia, the desire of the mashpia, of the one giving, is greater than the one receiving. V'kayadua, It's known that if a woman cannot nurse her son, she is in danger. It's more dangerous for a woman to have excessive milk in her breast than it is for the child not to nurse. So therefore, because the mashpia, the one giving, has more of a taiva than the one receiving. So the man's taiva is, as we know, is the reality in life. The man's taiva is greater than the woman's taiva because the man's the mashpia in this act, whereas the woman is the mushpas. The woman is the one receiving, and the man is the one giving. So therefore, the reason the man has a greater taiva is because the taiva of the mashpia is greater than the taiva of the makabel hashpa, the one who's receiving the bounty or whatever it may be that's being given. But a woman sinned, and what was a woman's curse? You're going to have a desire for your man. And Chazal say that that a man, he's not embarrassed to ask for it, but a woman, she's embarrassed. She has this chuka for the man, and she has this desire, this yearning for the man, and she can't fulfill it. She is ratzah baila until the husband's interested, because she's misbayesa. So women have more natural modesty than men do. So if you ever would go to a men's locker room and a woman's locker room, so you'll see, you'll hear very different conversations being had. Men have a lot less busha in this area. So a woman is going to be suffering, but she can't ask for it until her husband does so. So nimtza shemekem gzeiros hakadosh baruch hu b'zeh. So she is fulfilling the will of Hashem, and therefore she deserves a zachar, because she wasn't tovas. She didn't ask, and therefore she fulfilled the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She deserves a zachar. But if the man is the first one to get excited, the Alkain Omedis Nekeva Shibalas Aklala Acha Sehefech Zerosa Yisbarach. He takes for himself the klala of the woman. Because the klala of the woman was Velishev Chukaseh, that she should be the one yearning for her husband. It should come from her first. That's what the Torah says, and she's Mekayim this. She's not Tovas Bepeh, but she's Mekayim the Veli Sheikh Chukaseich. So she deserves the schar of a zachar. But when a man is Mazriya Tchila, so he's taking the place of the woman. And because of this, he has an Akeva, who is Balas HaKlala, because he does the opposite of Hashem's Gzeira. So it's the woman's being rewarded with the son, and the man is getting the opposite, because the woman has this Klala when it comes to this area, and he's going to have a woman, he's going to have a female who is cursed in this area because he took the woman's job. Because it's the woman's job, Elishech Chukasech, that she's supposed to be the one who feels the Chuka first, not the man. According to this, we can say, Sheina Perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Achshav Al HaTipa Shei Zachar. It's not that Hashem decrees now that the drop should be a Zachar. But because a woman fulfills the gzera of Hashem, that you should desire your man, even though it's against nature, because the makabel doesn't have a chuka like the mashpia. But if a woman nevertheless overcomes her nature and has more of a chuka, so therefore, this gzeira has a bracha on the side that now she's going to have a son who isn't in the klal of the tshuka. So it's interesting, you see that fulfilling the curse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings bracha. Some people say you shouldn't work because the working is a curse. It's better not to work. says b'zeis sepechatoch alechem is a curse, not a bracha. But no, fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bracha. That brings bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says b'zeis sepechatoch alechem, when you fulfill His will, you get a bracha. That's what we see here. That a woman's fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by having a tshuka for her husband. And in that schuz, she gets a son who's not who isn't cursed in this area. So, the klal of Hashem is that wherever the nachash goes, his parnasa is going to be with him. That's why he's on the ground. So when you fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's klala, a bracha comes along with it. The nachash always has what to eat, can eat from the dust of the earth, and the a woman is zocha to a zachar, because she fulfilled HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bidding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree. Uvizet tov in shebu mar lo nizkar al shesho al ha-malach tipa zu matei alei ha-chocha mutipesh v'zachar nekeb lo nizkar v'shel zu ne tadir kinech damaskir el ha-shekolo v'gzeres el ha-shech tzu chasei kanal. And that's why in the Gemara it says that the Malach asks, what's this tipu going to be? Is it going to be wise or is it going to be foolish and other things? But it doesn't say male or female, because this is dependent on the woman and the man. And if she's Mekayim Belishech Tshuka Sech, then it's going to be a son. If he's Mekayim the Tshuka first, then it's going to be a daughter. Meduk Lashon HaZachar Kadosh Baruch Hu Gazar Itav Edachar Nukva Ugemar Chaser Asiyom. In the Zohar it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu goes there if it's going to be a Zachar and a Keva. So what's the Gzeira? The Gzeira is that if the woman fulfills Velishech Tshukasech, that's the Gzeira. The Gzeira is she did Velishech Tshukasech. She had the Tshuka first, even though normally the type of the Mashpia is greater than the type of the Makabel. Here the type of the Makabel is greater than the type of the Mashpia. And she also wasn't Toveh, but Tovaz Bepeh, like the Halacha says. So she's zocha to a zocher. So it's not a gzera of Hashem that's divorced from the man and the woman. It's part and parcel of what's going on over here. That she's mekayim the gzera of Kadosh Baruch Hu, male is going to be a zocher. And if he does the opposite of the gzera of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he has the tshuka first, so therefore there's going to be an akeva who in this area gets the klala. So that's a quite a mystical explanation of this pasuk and this chazal, and there's obviously a lot more in Parshas Tazria, Mitzara, and we should be zochem Yirtzeh Hashem to learn more together. L'mor olam ed lishma l'asav l'kayim is called the Beis Amot Rasa v'Hava. Amen v'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweeties.